need to cut it and then go to me like going, oh, money, should ask for this, should ask for that. Bitch, I was already going to fucking do the challenge. So I don't give a fuck. Throw as much money as you want. I'm going to fucking do it. God damn it. Even if I have to fucking... Dude, that just made me want to do it even more.
Yeah, I'd try to get one lick in.
Yeah, dude, right absolutely. In
the fucking eye right there.
Because, dude, imagine if you actually survive and you say that you punched an alien in the fucking face. Time to beat up. It's something that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell. Bitch, you be my meat. Then I go right to sleep. Fuck, I'm an idiot. Well, we have to do that intro again. Welcome to the Broke Knock Life Podcast. It is your boy Chris Kingsley in the co-host seat. Fuck, I forgot to hit record on that.
We're good.
Already off to a good start. You know what? You know why that happened? Is because I'm so fucking excited and terrified for what's going to happen after the podcast. I mean, you can already tell. I got a fucking sweatband on. I went to Walmart. I got some gloves. I got some dude wipes.
He's in Rocky Balboa mode right now.
Da-da-da. Dude, I was downloading new sounds on my soundboard. That should have been one of them.
Yeah.
Damn. The only new one I have is this. Yeah.
Danger is
Broke Knock Life. Halloween special. Here, let's do a cheers before the episode. We're going to do a cheers of this new IPA that I picked up.
Sponsor us.
But yeah, every IPA sponsor us, so we just get every type of free fucking beer or whatever it is.
Get fucked up.
New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Juice Force IPA. Here. Cheers with me now. I'll cheers with the crowd.
Get it. Let's get it.
All right. That's actually pretty good. I usually make like a stank face after drinking anything. That's pretty smooth. But yeah, this is episode 98. This is the second fucking or third Halloween episode. I don't even know. I have a lot. We have a lot to break down in this episode. Let me see if I remember. I don't even have the Evernote up. I'm gonna go straight off the top of the dome like Harry Mack, bro, like H Mack. So okay, we got the Gramps basement as always, but it's a special curation. We're gonna do some cringe spectacular revisits. We're gonna sprinkle in a little scary in there, and then we're gonna do a follow up on Lights Are Off because we play him every single Halloween, and right after that, I don't know which one I'm gonna do first. I'll just have to see. But we have a tier list. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, and then we have a top five list. And fuck, I forgot. I have it written down somewhere. But
he's not gonna tell you what it is, and I don't even know what it is. So surprise for everybody.
Yeah,
surprise for everybody but the host.
Yeah, I told King earlier, I was like, I told him the top five list, and I was like, damn, you pick that up, see if it's correct. We need it.
I don't want to.
But yeah, I texted King earlier, and I was like, make this top five list, don't tell me shit, and I won't tell you shit. All I told you is if we have the same one, we have to make up another one off the top of the dome, which it won't really be hard, because the topic that I gave you is pretty easy, and it's pretty funny, too.
Until we get to it, I'm like, dirty.
Well, you have it written down somewhere?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
In my head.
Fuck, I mean, if H-Mac can do it, not really anybody can do it. No, but right before I actually hit record to start this episode, and like 6 minutes in, I was about to say some Harry Mack shit. So the other day I saw a video. It was like a long ass time ago, and it was Kendrick, like with Sway, and H Mack was like spitting some shit, and Kendrick was giving him props. Imagine how that fucking feels, bro. Kendrick like basically co-signed you. Like if Kendrick came up to you and dapped you up and was like, "That was dope." That's all the reassurance I ever need in life.
My head would explode,
bro. I would be such an egotistical, narcissistic asshole.
I'd walk up to the bar and be like, do you know who I am? You're asking me to pay for a drink? Hold on. Let me show you a video real quick. Just real quick. Just let me show you a video. You know who that guy is? All right. You see who he's complimenting? All right. Free drink. Thank you.
That's how you do it. That's the egotistical, narcissistic maniac that you would become if you get a Kendrick cosign. But actually, who else needs a Kendrick Lamar cosign is the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. It's Drive, Tides, on SoundCloud. So while so I said the tier list and then the top five, and then after that, probably tomorrow, I'm going to do... So last year, and I think the year before, we were doing like some Louisiana horror stories, and I was just telling some spooky shit. I'm going to do a solo one of those, because I want to see how like creative I can get and how good I can make it look and spooky.
I bet you there's a lot in Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. I texted a bunch of our friends, and I was like, hey, do you remember hearing any myths or horror stories whenever you were a kid? Because I want to get like the real type shit.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Definitely cults.
Mm-hmm.
Incest.
That's more Alabama than us. Yeah. Shout out Alabama. It's like the fucking House of Dragons over there, bro.
Good show, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
Amazing show. If you need to laugh, you know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
There's a certain fight scene that is brutal but very funny. Very, very funny.
Very, yeah, very comical.
That motherfucker got punched square in the fucking face.
Just like choke slam. Basically gangbang. Like not in a sexual way, but like a
pop. Yeah, dude, it's like kids fighting too. Like kids fighting like, vigorously, like ruthless. I mean, shit, a lot of stuff is at stake for them. I mean, I'd do the same shit, bro. I'd punch that motherfucker square in the face.
All for the Iron Throne.
All for the Iron Throne, man.
To be an egotistic maniac.
Dude, to be one.
That's their Kendrick, the Iron Throne.
Dude, if they touch it, it just makes them go fucking mad. I need it. I need it. And I mean, everybody is like caught sitting on it. Remember, like the hand was caught sitting on it. His brother was sitting on it, bro. Mm-hmm. And both of them are insane, you know? So let's move away from that, because we can talk about that all day. So yeah, right after the top five and before the solo part of the Louisiana horror stuff, I don't know where that's going to come into the mix, but I did promise y'all last podcast, and I'm keeping my word. That's why I have the headband on. The one chip challenge will be consumed after this. I don't know how I'm going to cut it into the podcast. I might just like make it its own thing.
It's a separate thing, yeah.
Yeah. unless I like set it up. I don't know.
I can never.
We'll do it. Yeah, I was going to text you to see if you wanted to join me. Dude, what if I whipped out a second one right now? Would you eat it? All right, that's a no. I didn't buy a second one anyway.
I was about to say, you had mental preparation for it. You surprised me with that. I'd be like, shit. Give me a week.
I had like 2 weeks. Dude, to be honest, when did you buy this? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Maybe more? Dude, it's probably stale.
Nah, dude. You think? They kept it at the gas station for probably longer.
Ah, yeah. You're right.
I didn't say the refrigerator or anything, so it's...
Yeah, because I was thinking earlier today, I'm like, bro, what if it's like chewy? And I'm having to like chew more than the average person doing the challenge.
It may be stale, but the flavor is there.
The flavor is definitely going to be there.
You're going to feel that kick.
Oh, man. But what the other kick that we need to feel. So, yeah, let me name all the segments. Gramps Basement, the tier list, the top five list, the one chip. I don't know where that's going to go. And then the solo Louisiana horror story type shit. And then we're going to get on with this first segment.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
Dude, never. Never, ever, ever gets old.
Maybe if he, like, spelled a word that made sense, you know? But it's, I'm like...
Yeah, like, you could L-S-T- see how.
Like, what? Every like, time he says that, I try to think of it in my head, like, all right, what is he trying to...
He's spelling his name. His name is Lester. So he's spelling L. And dude, and the funny thing is, he's not even spelling his own name right. L-S-T-E-R.
Wow. We've unlocked the Easter egg. His name. The color of red.
L-S.
To spell his name.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
He's so confident with it, too. Yeah. Red.
I don't think I've seen that episode.
Dude, I will show you this right after. I will show you this right after. You know what? Let's vibe out the Harry Mack. And then shit's going to go south real quick. Just going to let you know.
Oh. Yo, what's up?
Oh, my God. You're like, why is your camera quality so good?
Oh.
I have a decent camera. You know, it's not a webcam. It's like a real camera.
I thought it was one.
What are y'all up to?
I watched like the first 5 seconds.
Well, yo, I'm on here doing freestyle raps for people. Could I do a freestyle for you guys?
Yeah, are you like famous?
Nah, low key.
But before you do it, can you give me your app so I can see?
I'll give it to you after because I don't want to spoil the surprise. Okay. So can you guys give me three of the most creative words you can think of to inspire my freestyle?
Barbecue. Fishes.
You know what? Everyone goes food or animals, so let's not do fish. Barbecue is good. What you got?
I don't understand that, man.
Street.
You said piano?
If he told me that, I would give him, like, insane words.
Street. Barbecue, piano, and street. And then give me a really complicated word just for fun.
Okay, bed frame.
Nice, what? Bed frame. All right, barbecue, piano, street,
what a complicated
and
word.
Bed frame. Barbecue,
or
piano,
super
street,
two words.
And bed frame. Those are the words. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he would fucking kill it, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, yeah.
I love seeing the reaction whenever they realize he's actually good.
Yeah. Come on. Tell my flow is astounding. I'm rhyming at the peak of the mountain. 10 million different styles and counting. Soon as the beat drops, so your head starts bouncing. H-Mac, I be spilling them poems. Your friends like, oh, I got a film on my phone. For real, I gotta capture this. Cause max the definition, what a master is. Make you cover your mouth, unbelievable. My skill level on the track is inconceivable. I'ma do right, my lyrics too tight. This for two girls chilling in the blue light. We on illegal and we making that connection. I'm known for kicking lyrics and like every direction. Yeah, I get the cash and I'm gone. Yo, chill, you got your flashlight on. You about to drain your whole battery. Rappers be mad at me. Every time they rhyme, yo, they signal too staticky. I make you do like this with your head. You grabbing on a wrist, yo, this kid is the jam. Unbelievable. I rep the hardest crew.
That's like a second level, though, on the top, off the top of the dome.
Yeah, me killing this beat is the ill part. When I'm finished with the track, it's covered with the grill marks. Ooh. Yeah, every time I spit, it's a damn murder. I treat this instrumental something like a hamburger. I got it flipping when I'm ripping, plus it's dripping in the sauce. Never missing on my mission, make you listen to the boss. Hey, Mac got them word schemes. I'm living out my absurd dreams. Yeah, and my flow is off the handle. I got the keys like piano. Yeah, and I'm leaving you floored. With my people, I be striking the chord. Yeah, I'm about to put it down because we got them sweet flavors. C-E-G, that's a fucking C major. H-Mac, I'm gonna teach you music theory. Turn it up louder so that everyone can hear me. Yeah, I'm off the handle when I rap. It's perfect, we can hear that piano on the track. Little sprinkles on the top, man, I treat this like an instrument. My skill set infinite, you know I always been the shit. That's why my people into
it. Take a
it.
Breather.
H-Mac, even from a distance, they be judging if they back again. It's up in my psyche, all up on your white tee. You got the swoosh.
They train themselves to like take small breaths.
H-Mac improvising and I'm free and flowing divine.
I tried doing it. I'm like, bro, I'm like, my hits are hurting.
Your mind, sacred rhymes, licking off the tip of my tongue. The job of rhyming, y'all know that I'm getting it done. I said I kill it when I'm on these beats. Every time I spit the flame, I bring that heat. I'm all out in the open because I've never been discreet. And everything we dropping to be rattling the street. Yeah, you a joker, God. I'ma pull your card. So we rhyming out there
vibing
on the boulevard. I've been going hard, leave your soul so scarred. Yeah, anytime I'm rhyming, I be going off. H-Mac, be the boss. I'ma let this beat shine. They know my cross section like a street sign. I'm at the cross section of rap and improv. And at the intersection, I always been raw. I catch the interception and then I run it back. Hey yo, I storm from the mind, hear the thunderclap. H-Mac, known for kicking off the head slang. They be sleeping on me, shake them out the bed frame.
Ooh.
Yeah, we about to make them all stand.
Dude, I'ma say it again. How much pussy you think he gets? All he has to do is this. All he has to do is this.
Listen, I bring the remedy. Feeling like this tender me. I'm shining like your golden necklace. I got the energy for real. I'd be all up in my feels if they didn't know before. Now they know in the deal. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh.
5 minutes at a party. He's got every girl there.
Every single girl, bro. Everybody's thinking, talking, looking at him.
That's like the best. encounter I've ever had on Omegle. Yeah, that was insane.
Dude, this is making me want to go on Omegle and hopefully, give you know. Us
the app. Dude, that would be fucking
hell
amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll drop my channel in the chat right now. I go by Harry Mack.
I'd flip my shit. I'd okay, be like, hey,
thank you
I know I'm
so going to
leave. So let's have a rap battle.
So this is where the podcast takes a turn. That's all I'm going to say. Let's roll it. And I want you, and before you do this, I want everybody to not skip. Do not skip this part. Look at it. All right, start.
What you do if I climbed into your passenger seat?
No!
What would you do if I climbed into your passenger seat?
Hey, whoever is on streams watching this, I'm sorry. Wow.
You like that that complete 180? And we're all having fun. And now it's completely derailed.
Okay, next one.
Let's derail it even more. All right, pause it. So this is going to be... I have two videos of some like spooky type videos that I think are really fucking funny of like scary type shit. And both of them have VR to do with them. I don't even know if that made sense. Let's just roll it. Fuck it. This guy is playing VR.
Somebody behind me.
I don't. What do you mean? Press the fucking trigger. Fill it. Fuck this. Nah, we're done for now.
We're done for now.
Too much right now.
He got serious real fast. I love when he's like, oh.
Wow. What game you think he's playing?
Dude, I don't know, but all I can tell you is I would have probably the same exact reaction. I don't do well with horror games or spicy shit, but I do them anyway, and they fucking devastate me.
It's too much for right now.
You got so serious. He's like, all right, enough.
I'll come back for later. Let me recollect my mental state.
There's someone behind
meditative
me.
Oh. Wow.
All right, let's go to the next. Hopefully it's the other VR. Oh yeah. Other VR one.
Yeah. He's like, "Hey, hold on, I got you, boss."
Dude, I would he stopped mid-sentence, started running.
Dude, he's almost coming off of that.
Who's that other guy that it panned to? Is he like fucking fist fighting a zombie? Go back to that guy. It's like probably the last frame. Like right there, maybe? What the fuck? Dude, what is he doing? He's doing like some fucking karate moves. He's going through it is all I can say.
He's got like two swords. Like, wah, 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 wah.
He's fighting off the zombies. The zombie horde. You ever have
trouble with not this guy.
Yes, this guy. This is our revisitation. We have a revisitation of the Don and someone that we always revisit. So one for the nervous guys. So this is all you got to do if you have social anxiety, okay?
Let's see.
Talk and you're a guy. Just do like so. Pay attention to me. Watch this. Here we have Elle. Elle, would you like to come back to my abode for a little bit of fun? A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go. Back to my abode we go, and the rest you will see elsewhere. Thank you.
It's that simple. Dude, that's all.
Have trouble
that's
with
all you got to do.
You're a guy. Just.
Would you like to come back to my abode for a lot of fun? You have to do that tonight. You have to say, "Come back to my abode."
My abode.
Do it. I dare you. It'll probably throw them off
like
so
to
much.
Come back to my abode. Your boat? No, my abode.
My abode.
Like, your what? Boat?
They're like, what no. the fuck are you talking
my
about?
My abode.
And then see, look, you're already in the conversation because you're like explaining it to them. So there you go. That's the other angle of how you can get it.
And then she says again, your boat? Yes, I have a fucking boat. Yes. Come yes. fishing with me sometime. Let's fucking go.
Because of the implication. Oh, man. I hope someone gets that Always Sunny reference. All right, yeah, pause it. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to unpack this a little bit. So, your boy Infrabrin. Fuck.
So, is there a reason why his right hand is bloody? Did he just find a virgin to pop or something? Or?
That's what he does. He has, like, that's his thing. He has, like, red shit on his hand, on his fingers, and he goes up to people and asks them to smell it. That's part of his little comedy thing. But read the caption for us. God dunks.
Guy dunks head in vagina and pops the cherry. Wait, no. Guy dunks head in sardine paste.
Because you know how he's always saying he's popping like a cold one. He's like, you want to try some sardine
paste?
Wait,
that's the guy?
No. Oh. That's not. So this is at his 1 million follower meetup. He had a 1 million follower like party meetup in the parking lot of Walmart. So this is how it went.
You get a dunk your head in some sardine paste there, huh?
Sure am.
Yeah. Real weird, real wild.
Oh!
Look at that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's some good consistency on that, huh? I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Look how he's
dolphin milk?
In the back.
Here you go. Here.
Perfect.
Drink up, buddy. Yeah.
Dolphin milk? Ooh, it's
delicious. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
At his 1 million follower.
Wash him off, huh? There's a towel.
Chug.
Hey, here's some water.
Oh, here's a bottle.
Perfect.
One bottle.
Yeah, splash it all over his face.
This is the weirdest group of
Here, try this again. That's a good time right there, buddy.
Archie's so glad we came across his account.
Yep, got that dude, and then to the right of the other guy is Jeffrey Dahmer.
Weird.
Got the Jeffrey Dahmer glasses
guys.
On. Yeah. Where's he at? Hopefully they show him again.
Yeah, there Kenneth. That's Kenneth, bro.
That's Kenneth.
He's the guy that he's always mentioning.
We'll make this perfect if he does a Jeffrey Dahmer dance. I'd die laughing. I'd go insane.
That'd be so fucking meta.
Rub
I'd probably
do it
with him.
Sweet little smell fingers. SLS.
Dude, he's.
Mm-hmm. He would say that, wouldn't he?
He's in character
the
entire meetup.
Are we enjoying ourselves here at the 1 million
look
subscriber
at him.
Meetup? Yeah.
Oh, it's all good.
Good. That's real good. Oh, yeah.
What?
Walmart parking lot. Anything can happen in
Walmart
parking lot.
Congrats on 1 million, but we got to move on.
If you can't make her pussy purr like this, then believe me, you're not getting anywhere. I am the Don.
music video. Dude. The intro to every music video now.
If you can't make her pussy purr like this.
I can already hear it, bro.
Believe me, you're not getting anywhere, huh? I am the Don.
switches to future.
I am the Don.
Talking about Russell Wilson's wife. Or Scottie Pittman's.
He flip-flops.
He flip-flops.
Oh my god, what a wild fucking song, bruh, man, to do, to put
Future
that out.
Has been with a lot of celebrities' wives. It's
dude, he's like the low-key guy that they like go to. Yeah. And then he like just makes songs about it and makes the husbands mad. All right, so I don't have any idea of what's going to happen next. I'm just going to let you know that.
All right, let's see what we got.
Oh. Lights are off.
The fuck?
I just thought that was really fucking creepy. We played this before. Like, imagine that shit, bro.
It's like you're reaching out. All right. Yeah. I got you.
Dap all me right. up, bro. All
right. Thank you. Handshake. Cool.
It's like simulation type shit. Pause it. I picked this solely for you. Okay, I'm just gonna let you know that, and you have to watch the entire thing. You can't skip it. Okay, that's a rule. All right, let's go. But you have to hit play too.
I know.
That's another rule.
Taking a second to.
No. Let's just go.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Jaguar, guardian of the hedgehogs.
That was it.
I am Bigwar, the big jaguar, guardian of the hedgehogs.
What? Did you get a TikTok of that?
And he just stands.
The real Nizzy. Bruh. The internet is undefeated. I swear.
So this is a tier list of phobias and fears. So they don't. It's not really titled or anything. So we kind of just have to guess.
Go with it. Yeah.
Or just like assume what the picture is. So we can roll through these pretty fast, and then you can change whatever you need to.
All right.
All right. So that's flying. I mean, okay. Let me clarify. Horrifying meaning I don't want to touch that shit. That fucking scares me to my core, to where I don't even want to do any of that shit. I don't want to touch it. Mid is like, it's scary, but, you know, I'll live with it. Trash is, it doesn't scare me at all. All right, so flying, I guess. Would that be flying? Or No. Yeah, that would be flying, yeah. not heights.
Yeah.
Flying, trash. That's the fear of, like, bumpy shit. My mom has that shit. That trash. That doesn't worry me. Horrifying. I don't know what it is, bro, but I...
Needles.
If I see that on TV, like, I feel it, like, in my arm. Yeah, and I, like, I don't like it. Whenever I used to take blood for my ADHD and all the medicine that I was taking in high school, I fucking dreaded every single time.
I thought that was fear of heroin.
I mean, shit,
nah,
same.
I'm kidding.
What the fuck is that?
Crowd of people.
Oh, crowd of people. I would say mid. I would say mid, because I have horrible social anxiety.
ASAP Rocky.
But, see, in that...
No, wait. I said ASAP Rocky. I mean, Travis Scott.
I mean, shit, ASAP too. Whenever ASAP and Tyler had that joint concert, that shit was fucking wild. That shit was wild. Crowds, I mean, I would say mid. But if it's in a music sense, it doesn't bother me at
all.
Yeah,
but I was going more with the, like, suing part of... Astroworld.
Dude, we print shirts for this dude St. Paul, and he had a whole bunch of Travis Scott shirts. As soon as that shit went down, I saw sales just cut off completely. Man, that was
tragic.
Some wild shit.
Scary.
Is that lightning?
Very scary.
Very scary. Nah, put that mid. That's not a specific instance of the Travis Scott concert. If it said Astro World, then yeah. What is that, lightning?
Yeah.
Trash. We see that shit all the fucking time. That the deep ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Horrifying.
Being stranded.
I don't like it. Sharks? Horrifying. Spiders? Mid. What the fuck is that?
Pinocchio.
Is that literally Pinocchio?
Annabelle.
What? Is that like
Annabelle's brother?
I don't... Trash. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't like fire. I'll put horrifying. What is that?
Dying.
That's a casket?
Tombstone.
Trash. I ain't afraid to die, bitch. I would say like open mic type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrifying for me because I don't think I could ever see myself doing that. An asteroid impacting the Earth. Trash. Bring it on, bitch.
What's that movie? What's that movie called? Armageddon.
Damn, dude. I haven't seen that. And I watch a lot of End of the World movies. Was that someone watching you through a window?
Yeah.
Is that what it looks like?
Seen, yeah.
At mid. That's pretty creepy. What? What is that?
Tying the knot.
Tying the knot. So, like, relationship and commitment. Horrifying. What is that, Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
What the fuck did they... Why don't they just have serial killers? Yeah, dude, he's horrifying. Yeah. Fucking kill me. Even more horrifying.
Is that John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. Horrifying as fuck. Dude. Oh, look at that. The tier list. Like germs, trash. I don't give a fuck about that. Heights. Yeah, trash. I don't really care. Dark.
Fire. Or no, that's fire.
That would be like
darkness, yeah.
Right. I like it. Trash. Blood. Trash. I don't really care. I've seen so much gory shit. Aliens, mid.
Yeah.
I don't like those fucking guys. I'd
probably either be scary or cool.
Yeah, dude.
If they're nice, yeah. If they're not, let's go on. Come on. Yeah, war.
Dude, I don't want to get probed, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine getting probed, bro. Fuck.
Dude, I'd try to get one lick in.
Yeah, dude. Right, absolutely.
Fucking eye right there.
Because, dude, imagine if you actually survive and you say that you punched an alien in the fucking face. Yeah, dude. Got abducted. Punch that bitch in the fucking eye. He probably has a... he's probably plotting to destroy our Earth right now, but he's doing it with a fucked up eye.
You think their eyes turn black? No. It turns white. I saw it in my own eyes because I punched the fuck out of him.
They sent me fucking back. So, what would you change out of this?
I'd say... Open mic. Mid.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
Let's say...
I remember when Emil came through, and then he's just like,
awesome.
He's just like, yo, let me sign up for open mic, and he just fucking went up there and did his shit.
That's a death. Horrifying. I wish I could live forever.
Fuck that.
Dark, mid.
Okay.
Because that's dark.
Yeah, it is dark. Dark is dark.
Heights, mid.
You don't fuck with heights that much?
I mean... I'll go on a roller coaster ride if I'm peer pressured. I'll be like, oh shit, it wasn't that bad. But like, if I'm by myself and I look at it, I'm like, oh cool, look at those people having fun. Not me. Yeah. Straight up. Straight up.
Great. man.
Let's see.
I can't believe they put fucking John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy in there. My mom is terrified of that bumpy shit. She'll look at a picture and she'll be like, oh, get that away.
I'd say trash.
Bro, if I see one, I'm fucking running. That'd be Wasp. If Wasp was on there.
That's it.
That's the tier list. All right, so we got... Mine, and then we got King's. Tell me what y'all agree with or disagree with. So now we're going to get into the next section of the podcast. Go ahead and just close that tier maker out. And we're going to...
Straight from the dome.
Straight from the dome. I think I can remember some of my shit. Let's see. Okay, so this is going to be top five, our top five list. And, oh, look, it's right there. Dude, I'm a fucking idiot. Fucking dumped out my whole backpack. Look at that. Let me see. Is it on here? Oh, shit, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So this is a top five list. I've seen a whole bunch of people doing this on TikTok and stuff, and it's kind of like a draft type thing. So if Kingsley or if I have the same shit, like if I name off some shit and he has it, he'll be like, oh, fuck, and he has to come up with another one. Hopefully we don't have the same ones because, I mean, we're two different people. So worst things in the world, top five, in no particular order. I'm going to go number – so I'm going to go, and then you can name yours.
Okay.
I'm going to go – I'm going to have to go with wet socks. What about you?
I'd have to go with the cold.
you don't fuck with the cold?
Yeah. If you know African-Americans, that's our kryptonite.
Wet socks is white people's kryptonite. I'm okay, so number two. Whenever you're sleeping and you wake up and you got a crick in your neck for the entire day, imagine that shit, bro. It's fucking horrifying. I hate it. All right, you go.
Having a dog that wakes up at weird times of the night and you being tired at work every single day.
I'm gonna have to change mine. I'm changing my third one because I'm also a person that's living in the same house and tired almost every single day. Dude, to shed some light on it, yesterday or last night was probably the most solid I've slept in like a month. So I don't know what you did, what happened.
He just woke up at 5:30, which is better than most.
Yeah, usually it's 4. Usually it's 4. So yeah, I'll go with that one. So, so my number three, that was just a joke. Number three is going to get a little serious. Okay. You ready to get serious? Getting rejected. I hate that shit, bro. I fucking hate it. Dude, it's just like a shockwave of just defeat going all through your body. What about you?
5 o'clock traffic. Especially here.
Dude, and going to your work, bro, how far away is your work?
It's like 35, 40 minutes.
35, 40 minutes if you look on a GPS without any traffic. Or is that with traffic?
That's with traffic. Without traffic, I'd say 25 minutes.
What the fuck? Fuck that. I hate traffic, dude. The person who instilled my hate of traffic is my grandpa. Every single time we would be in the car, bro. Even if we were just behind one person on a right turn, he'd be like, God damn it. God, move. God damn it. We need to go somewhere else. Let's find another lane. Let's go. And Brett's a fucking maniac. He just speeds out of the way. I really don't know how he hasn't gotten in a wreck. I mean, God forbid he does, but fuck, he drives like a fucking crazy person. All right, so my number four, sharding. Dude, I have sharded in very, very, very shitty situations, pun intended. What about you? Have you sharded? first, have you sharded in any shitty situation before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me one instance. Just like a place you weren't supposed to. Or, dude, whenever you're like walking around town or trying to do shit and you just push to fart and then you're just like, oh, fuck.
Because, like, 13, 14, was that like a pool party at one of my cousin's house and jumped in the pool and like I jumped too hard to where I hit the ground and yeah.
Wait, you had a shockwave shart? Your ass hit the bottom of the pool, right? Yeah. And then
immediately jumped out. I was like, give me a towel.
Dude, that is I think that's the first shockwave shart we've ever heard in existence. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. And my last, I might as well put this first, because this is number one. This takes a cake. Wasp. Wasp, to me, bro, if there was a wasp in here, bro, I would be, I'd probably, like, if that door was locked,
I have to agree,
and a wasp was coming at me, I'd probably try to break through the wall try to jump through that window,
I'd
bro.
I have to accept that one too, because they're always like, if you stand still, fuck.
No,
them.
What?
Hell no, I'm not standing still. If I have a chance of it coming near my vicinity, I'm swatting the fuck out of it. And if I miss, I'm swatting again. If I miss again, goddamn, I'm fucking running.
No, dude, I'm not even trying to fight. I am running as fast as humanly possible in the other direction. I'm zigzagging like I'm in fucking war type shit. There was one time I was at the our old apartment. I don't know if you remember this. I thought it was so funny while it was happening. I called my mom because she thinks it's so fucking funny whenever she hears my stories of being fearful of wasps. There was a wasp. I was going out to get some food on my fucking driver door handle. What am I supposed to do, bro? What am I supposed to do in that situation? So you know what I did? I went behind that tree. Remember?
Yeah.
And then I like sneaked behind to the passenger. And then I got in that way. Ain't no fucking way I'm trying to fucking fight that wasp. Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, that's our top five list. We can both agree on the wasp because that...
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way. So, shit, was that it? Let's see, we went through the gramps, we went through the tier list, we went through the top five, and then I said I'm doing a solo thing tomorrow, and then the one chip is next.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. It came too fast.
No, it didn't. It
came too fast,
everyone's
bro.
Been waiting for this one moment, this one opportunity for you to do everything right.
You know what would be really
one
funny?
Shot
is whenever
to make it happen.
One shot and one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
There we go.
In one moment.
Everybody's
would you
like,
capture
wow,
it?
This guy butchered it, but hey, Chris is here to save it.
Dude, if you throw any inclination of Eminem towards me, I'll be able to piece it together.
That's why I was saying it bits and pieces, hoping that you would catch on to it.
And I did.
And it rang a bell.
What would be funny is whenever you started saying that, you only have one shot, and then I need to cut it, and then go to me like going, because it's going to happen. I'm telling you right before, we're going to end this right after I explain what's about to happen. So I'm about to do the one chip challenge, and I'm going to tell you before this. There's a reason why I have this headband. It's a sweatband, because I got this from my grandma, okay? You're going to see me itch my head a lot, okay? I don't know if everybody does that with spicy shit, but I do it. And it's because my grandma had like a really dry skin on her head, and I have the same shit. So whenever anything is spicy, like my head just fucking itches, bro. I don't know what the fuck it is. You're gonna see me do it to where my head is almost fucking raw. Okay, so I'm doing the one chip challenge. 3 minutes. I made a bet with this dude at work, Brandon. Shout out Brandon. $3 is on the line right now. $3 for 3 minutes. See, I wasn't even. People were telling me, "Oh, you should ask for money. You should ask for this. You should ask for that." Bitch, I was already gonna fucking do the challenge. So I don't give a fuck. Throw as much money as you want. I'm gonna fucking do it. God damn it. Even if I have to fucking. Dude, that just made me want to do it even more. Because he said it in a way that challenged me. And then I was like, as soon as he pulled out the $3, I put out my hand. I was like, all right, bet. All right, shake on it. And while I was shaking on it, I was like, no cuts either. I'm gonna show you a pure raw footage film of pure agony. Because they're telling me not to do this. My boss and my coworker are both telling me not to do this because I think sometime last year they all did it and I wasn't at work at that time and I saw the video, bruh.
They're dying.
They were fucking dying. My boss told me he was like hunched over, just like throwing up in the corner, like, oh. All
right, dude, we got it. All right. Come on, that's. Let's get it.
Brandon said,
the fans are waiting.
Brandon said he lasted for 30 minutes.
I'm waiting. I'm ready.
And then he felt it whenever he got home. And my boss had to send everyone home. All right, so I'm gonna go take a piss. We're gonna move locations, and then I'm gonna put my gloves on. I got the sweatband on. I'm gonna set up another angle. King's gonna have the main camera, and I told him this is the only rule. Okay, I told him, do not stop filming. I don't care if I tell you call 911, call the ambulance. Don't fucking stop. Okay?
Let's get it.
All right. Let's fucking get it. All right. We'll see. Well, actually, we got to do that. We got to do the outro. All right. So thank you for watching the Broke Knock Life podcast, episode number 98. It's Chris King in the co-host seat. And we're going to have the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack lead us out with Drive. Jesus Christ. I was about to say Drive. Sides on SoundCloud. Tides on SoundCloud. Even, dude, half of this IPA is just fucking me up already. All right. To the debauchery.